La 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 la.
I'm in the bathroom, is it obvious? Should be now as I squirt some Dove cream wash onto my hand. This is my version of a quick shower. The sound of soap on beard. Because today has been so full and so packed and so enjoyable. Soap in my eyes. Hang on. I haven't had a chance to do anything like have a second shower before going out. Does that sound scummy? I'm probably just going to go into a big sweaty pub surrounded by equally hairy people, equally sweaty. Why don't I put some heat from this tap? Why am I washing in cold water? I know why. Because it's like having a coffee. It's waking me up. I'm meant to be hooking up with both Dubes, D-U-B-E-S, on Twitter, who is a friend from before I was on the internet, who now lives in Brighton, and also Steve Perkis, who moved from London, now lives down here, and apparently is in a pub called The Foundry with about 100 geeks. 100 geeks. What's the collective noun for a group of geeks? Is it a herd of geeks? Is it a it's a gaggle of geeks. It's got to be a gaggle of geeks, like a gaggle of geese.
It doesn't matter how much I rinse my eyes.
I can't get the soap out. Or are my eyes just that tired? He says, staring into the mirror, looking at his red eyes, staring back. Eyes that are saying, don't go out, Christian. You really need some sleep. And they're not lying, they are true. It's right. I'm going to unbutton my shirt and at the very least, wash a little bit and change my shirt. I'm wearing a Scotty vest top. Are you listening, Scotty vest? Which is very good at keeping you odour free. Very lightweight. And he'll probably never hear this, so there's no point in me plugging him anymore. I will just say naturally, I do like the clothing, I must admit. As far as geek clothing goes, and incidentally, if you are on the Scotty Vest website and you put documentary in, I think you get 20% off, which I think is a substantial and rather handsome discount. I get nothing. I don't get anything from that. There's a disclaimer for you. It's just something I said, how about a discount code? I always seem to be talking about your products. I'm getting nothing in return. How about, well, no, apart from testing products. Don't be so selfish, Christian. How about giving something to people I connect with? That's me rubbing a towel across my hairy armpit. Pits, both of them. I wouldn't just wash one armpit and go out unless I was one of these strange people that only sweats out of one armpit. The unscrewing of my roll-on deodorant. I'm using Mitchum 48-hour protection. Why would you ever need 48-hour protection? Anybody that doesn't wash at least twice within a 48-hour period does not deserve to be wearing deodorant. Probably doesn't have many friends. Now I'm looking through my extensive collection of shirts, both of them, and seeing what I should be wearing tonight. Let me think. It's raining. I'm going to get wet. I'm going to do the cheesy thing and wear, hang on, let me check this. I'm wearing the same shirt I wore last night because I didn't wear it for very long. I know I'm going to get slated for it, everybody's going to know that. No, in fact, I'm not going to tell them. The only people that will know that will be the people that listen to my audio booze. And they're not going to be out here tonight because they're already out. And if they do see the same t-shirt I was wearing last night, which effectively has the documentary avatar on the front of it, they'll go, you're wearing the t-shirt again. I'll go, I've got two t-shirts. Yes, I'm going to lie. Because it's only the ones that have heard this that will know that. And that might be tomorrow that they listen to it if they do. And if that's the case, it's too late. I'll be in another town. I'm wondering, because my lock keeps kicking in when I do a recording, if I can stop it doing that, change my screensaver settings maybe.
Oh, look, I've been recording for 5 minutes. How very strange. And if you're still listening to this, you are very strange. Because there's not a lot of very interesting stuff going on. But if you are in Brighton right now and you're listening to this, come on out to the Foundry, because that's where we're going to be. Come on out to the Foundry and say, Christian, you're wearing the same shirt that you wore last night, you smeghead. And I'll go, well, I'll slap you on the back. Maybe even give you a man or a human hug, depending on if you're not a man, and say, thank you for noticing. Thank you for listening. Because as much as I love to make media, and as much as I love to listen to media, it's also nice to know that other people are listening too. I'm dressed, I'm clean, I'm ready to go out in Brighton and meet some people that I care about. Take care, guys.